right, everyone. So we're going to do our midday market recap here for this morning. Today's going to be a red day recap. So disappointing. I had these high hopes that maybe November would be a no red month, but, you know, right away on day two, I'm in the red. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not going to revenge trade and try to desperately get myself to green on the day. At the end of the day, this is just one day, and it really doesn't matter all that much. I'm not going to be bent out of shape about it. I took three trades today and had three losers. So after the third loser, I had to follow the rules and be done for the day. And that third loser put me down more than $2,000 on the day. So my max loss right now is $2,000. If I'm down more than $2,000 on the day, I don't keep trading. That's my rule. I've broken it before, but I try to follow that rule. And so today, two rules told me to stop trading. Three losses and down more than $2,000. This is what it's about. It's about following rules and having discipline. Today, for me, was really disappointing because I had a great idea on a trade right out of the gates, and that was INPX. So on INPX, this one was a reverse split stock. The reverse split was 40 to 1. So yesterday it was priced at 20 cents, and today it's up at like $7. So reverse split, the float, 1 million shares. And we know that, you know, these stocks often pop. And so I'm watching it over 750 for the bell to ring. I'm going to bring this all the way down to a 1 second chart. So in the first 1 second of the day, the first 5 seconds, this thing takes off. What's really sad is that I had two orders to buy 6,000 shares, 12,500 shares at $7.53. You know, I was stepping up to the plate a little bit, and neither of them filled. So when I realized that neither of them filled on second number two, which was right here as we popped up to 755, I pressed the hotkey. So I pressed shift one, shift one, and shift one. I pressed it 1, 2, 3, 4 times. That's for each 3,000 shares. And look at my fills. I'm getting in at $8 on the third second. As this jumps up here, I'm getting filled at 832, 845, 851. I didn't even realize I was getting filled that high. And then I look down and I'm holding 6,000 shares at an average price of $836. And I was like, God, you know, I should be up 75 cents per share right now. I should be up $6,000 or more. And then I added right here for the break over 75. And we popped up and we hit a high of 929. I tried to put out orders to sell, and none of them filled. I mean, I filled at 76, 51, 40, and then sold the rest as it came back down. I mean, I just really kind of botched this one. I had such a great idea on it, and I was right, and I chased the entry and went from what was potentially, you know, if I'd filled 12,000 shares at 750 and sold it at 850, that's $12,000. Literally, that's a $12,000 winner. And instead, I had 8,000 shares at like 845 and sold it for a 15 cent average loss. However, that was the right thing to do, to take the loss, because if I was still holding it, I would be down quite a bit. It sold off, got halted going down, curled back up a little bit, but it did not hold those levels. So overall, a disappointing stock. I didn't get filled and just, you know, whatever. So that was disappointing. So that was on INPX, lost $1,000 on it, which is not the end of the world. Next trade, CIFS. This one was on our watch list this morning. I jump into it for the break over 250 as it's surging up. This is a half dollar entry. Stop is 240. And I get in at 49 and 52 and promptly stop out at 42 for a $500 loss. So just like that, 3 minutes into the day, I'm already down 1500 bucks, two red trades. So that's when I was like, okay, I got to slow down here. I got to take a breath. If I have a third red trade right away, I'm going to be out and maxed out for the day. If I have, so I was very aware of that. So I was like, okay, let's be mindful. I need to get, you know, a winning trade. And YGYI came up on the scanners, and we were watching it at 870 right here. I didn't take the trade, and it pops from 870 up to 925. That's a 50 cent pop right there. So I missed that trade, but I did take a trade on YECO. On YECO, I jumped into this one at, I got in right here as it popped up. I got in at 30 and 40 on YECO, 30 and 38. And then I stopped out at $7.05 and $7 as it came back down, only to watch it rip back up here just a few minutes later, up to $8.23. So, you know, I had the right idea, but, I set my stop, I followed the rules, I got stopped out. I was expecting right here that it would break over high of day and make this move at this time. And I had the right idea, but the wrong timing. And so that was a loser. And so that's it. Three trades, three losses, done for the day. So yesterday I made 3,800 bucks. Today I'm down 3,200. So I'm basically back to break even on the month, up a little bit. And, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. But overall, this has been a good week. I started with a red day on Monday, and then made 3,000 on Tuesday, 3,000 on Wednesday, and 3,800 on Thursday. And then now another red day to end the week. So started red, ending red, but three nice days in the middle of the week. And, hopefully we'll see, good follow through next week. But today we just did not see a lot of good momentum. It was pretty disappointing. So anytime I'm red on three trades, you know, that for me is like, should I think about taking trade number four or trade number five, or should I just walk away? And the right thing to do is for me just to walk away. So I'm walking away in the red, but overall, whatever. Basically break even on the month, up 500 bucks or so. It's just about keeping losses small. So, you know, this step back, it's only one good day backwards. You know, I'm not down 8,000. I'm not down 10,000. If I was down 8,000 or 10,000, you know, that's 2, 3, or 4 days stepping back. So I like to do this kind of thing where, you know, what happened to my drawing tool? Where I take one step up, you know, like this, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have a nice hot streak. And then I go like that. That's a red day. All right. So then next day I just try to be green. And then next thing you know, you're stepping back up. And then you have another red day. And you try not to give back more in a red day than you make on a green day. And that's kind of ideal. You know, this one would have been a little bit of a bigger one. But, that you know, that's just kind of the way the equity curve works. And, today wasn't the big day I was hoping it would be. Even though it could have been. It was so close. I just didn't get filled on those trades, those first two. And then I chased it a little bit, but even when I was pressing shift one, I mean, I was looking at the level two, and it was like 780, 790. I pressed shift one, but I just got filled so high. It was just a really bad fill. And that sometimes happens. That's, you know, the risk with trading, and it's not the end of the world. But I didn't think I was chasing it that much. So, you know, definitely had the right idea on it. It definitely did squeeze up $2 right out of the gates, which is awesome. And you know what? I'll try to get the next one. So, you know, that's the way it goes. Could have been a $12,000 day, but got on the wrong side of that one. And then the next two just happened to be bad. And so that's okay. So anyways, finishing the week here in the red, but, still feeling optimistic for the month of February. The raccoon costume has been put away. It did not bring me good luck today, so the raccoon is gone back into hiding for a little bit. But hopefully we'll turn this hot streak, momentum back on Monday, and can have a couple of really good weeks of trading here. I'm really looking forward to November. I'm hoping it'll be really strong, and we'll just keep waiting for that momentum. And when it does pick up, I'm ready to step up to the plate. I haven't taken any cash out of my account in a while. I'm sitting right now with, as of this morning, $134,000 in my account. So I've got, a good amount of cash in here, over $500,000 in buying power. You know, when we see something pop up and it's really is giving me what I want, I can be aggressive. And I'm kind of leaving this money in here for right now, so I can be aggressive this month if we do see some really good opportunities. We might have a day where, when we had DRYS takes off, and then GLBS, DCIX, EC, they all take off at the same time. And they all halt and then open 2 points higher. I mean, it was crazy. So if we see that type of market, there might be a day where I'm holding 10,000 shares of four stocks at once. Because everything is taking off and everything squeezes up, gets halted. And so I want to make sure I've got the cash so I can really capitalize on that opportunity if it presents itself. It might not. And, there's a little bit of a lost opportunity in leaving as much cash in this account as I'm leaving right now because, I can't use it for other things. But I think this is the place to keep it for the time being. Yeah, Yossi, my shift one is buying the ask plus 10 cents. So if I press shift one on TRVN, I'd be placing an order to buy at $1.33. So it's a 10 cent offset, and that allows me to get in stocks that are moving fast, but I've never actually gotten filled as badly as I did on this one, where literally 1 second later, I'm filling the differences, a dollar per share. But that comes with volatility, and today I just happen to be on the wrong side of it. I'll chalk it up to the cost of doing business, and be glad that I kept my losses small. I could have lost $8,000 or $10,000 if I kept adding and got stopped out on the drop. So manage the risk well, and be back at it tomorrow. All right, so that's it for me. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Get some rest. It's looking like a rainy day here, another rainy day here in the Berkshires. So I'll be keeping warm inside by the fire, and I'll see you guys first thing on Monday morning. Coming soon, we will have a change to the members dashboard. The day that you log into your members dashboard and you see small cap room and large cap room, know that on that day we have two rooms. One is for Mike and one is for me. So you guys are welcome to log into both rooms if you want. We will have a seat limit on both rooms, so it will be kind of a first come first serve, but you guys will be welcome to do that. So expect that coming soon on the members dashboard within the next few days. All right, so that's it for me. I'll see you guys first thing on Monday morning. If you're still watching, you must have really enjoyed that video. So why not subscribe and get email alerts anytime I upload new content? Remember, when you subscribe, you become a member of the Warrior Trading family.